We recently met with a woman who wanted to be a babysitter at one of our local centers. She and her husband are recent empty nesters and have been rediscovering who they are and what God has for them in this next phase of their lives. The woman said to us, "I had been reading an issue of God Stories for devotions and came across one that had been written by someone from SVPS. The next day, I read a different devotion, and it had also been written by an SVPS staff person. So I half jokingly said to the Lord, 'If this happens to me one more time, I'm going to think you want me to volunteer there.' And sure enough, a third SVPS devotion crossed my path shortly after that. I completed a volunteer application. I met with the center director already. We had such a rich time of prayer together. I am eager to begin babysitting children here while their parents take parenting classes." You know, we could not do what we do day in and day out without our volunteers. We have volunteer client advocates, babysitters, receptionists, clothing sorters, and administrative helpers. They spend hours training and preparing, encouraging and listening, teaching and helping. They champion the gospel of Jesus Christ and the sacredness of human life through their volunteer service. Has the Holy Spirit laid on your heart an organization that needs your help? It's worth it to pay attention to His leadings. Hebrews 6:10 says, "For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for His name in serving the saints as you still do." When we volunteer as believers, we not only serve others, we also show our love for the name of Jesus, and we have an opportunity to rejoice over our just and righteous God who does not overlook what we've done. If you're feeling the call to volunteer with us or another organization, consider volunteering according to that call today. We have all been created for Him.